Paul, your thoughts on that game today?
Obviously, we're disappointed with the defeat, but I thought the way we played, especially second half, were well worth at least a point, if not all three.
You're impressed with the way you came back into the game after the first half, would you say?
Yeah, we were. When you come in here, we know that Brighton are a top team, especially at home. You know, they play expansive football, they make it hard for you the way they keep the ball. But I thought our discipline in the first half was fantastic in the way we defended. Second half, we wanted to get at them a little bit more, and if anything, we've had the better chances.
Was that what today was about, being disciplined, being sort of hard to beat more than anything else?
Yeah, but we wanted to win the game as well, and that's what I said to the boys at half time. It's okay working hard and getting behind the ball and defending properly, but when you get it, go and have a go at them. You know, we've done that second half, we created three really good chances off the top of my head. The goal from our point of view is really disappointing. You know, it's it's a cross that's not been stopped at source, and you know, he's got in between our two centre halves. But I can't be too critical of them today, because over the last five games they've been absolutely top class.
And you've had the best chance of the game. I know you've said you've had three good chances in the second half, but you've had the best chance of the game, haven't you, with Billy Shaw, which I suppose when the ball lands to him, you think he's about to put it away.
You do, and I think if Billy's half a yard behind the ball, or the ball's half a yard in front of him, you know, it's fine margins, it's just dropped a little bit behind him, and he's tried to get what he can on it. You know, but after that, Duffy's had a great chance. We've had a couple that's whizzed across the front of the goal, and we had them on the racks.
Did seem to be petering out to a 0-0 draw. Does that make it all... Well, I mean, it's frustrating to lose any game, isn't it, Paul? But they didn't really offer too much in an attacking threat either.
I think that's got to give our players credit defensively for that. Look, it's disappointing for the defeat, but I thought the players were outstanding today, as in their work ethic, their desire to do the right things, and their desire, second half especially, to get on the ball, you know. And if we keep performing like that, we'll be okay.
Are you more pleased as well because of the recent form, the fact that going into this one you were unbeaten, the fact that you've been playing well, and it's just a game in isolation that you've lost?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, performance-wise, we can take a lot of positives from it. Nobody likes getting beat, you know, but I thought the players, I thought the fans who travelled down today were fantastic, and we keep putting that effort in, and the quality, especially second half, we can go on another run, and that's got to be the aim now.
What about the incident involving Billy at the end? What did you say of it, Paul?
I've seen it again. I'll be having a chat with my chief exec over the weekend about whether we can appeal or not. You know, we've been told that Billy's lashed out. If anything, he's sort of barged his shoulder into his chest, and there's a bit of confusion who actually made the decision. We didn't feel we got a lot today, but that's something I'll speak to the referee about.
Do you think it's something that can be overturned?
We hope so, but as I said, you know, we're all a little bit still emotional after the game at the minute, so we'll calm down, have a look at it tomorrow. But my initial thoughts are that it's not a red card.
And you've got no problems with Billy sort of going in after the ball?
No, I've had a little chat with Billy there. He was frustrated, obviously, with the chance he missed. And Billy's a top player. He's desperate to score for this club. He's desperate to play well and get points, you know, but he can't let that frustration get the better of him.
And it did today?
It did a little bit, but in saying that, I still don't think it's a red card. You know, we've had a week of watching Andy Carroll's on TV with a swinging arm, and everybody saying it's not a red card and he was hard done by. You know, if you look at Billy's today, barging his shoulder and a little flick, it's poor. It's poor from the referee.
Is it frustrating for Billy at the moment? I mean, he's scored one goal since he came back. It hasn't completely happened for him yet. Is he a bit frustrated, do you think? Because now he's got three games where he might be sat in the stands and not being involved. It's not the dream comeback that he would have wanted.
No, it's not. He got his goal and got his point in the first game. He won the penalty at an important time in the Charlton game. He's getting match fitness under his belt. As I said, we'll look at it. We're hopeful that we won't miss him for three games. But he's getting more match fit all the time, and a match fit Billy Sharp will score goals.
If you do, what happens in terms of your options up front alongside Chris Brown now? Do you go back into the loan market, something like that?
I think we'll take stock and see what's happening with Billy first and take it from there.
Gabriel Tamas as well, he came off at half-time. What was his issue?
Yeah, Gabby's been feeling his hamstring for a couple of games now. You know, and to be fair to him, he's been pushing himself for this. So we just thought more precautionally than anything else then to get him off, because it was tightening up more and more. And the last thing we wanted to do was to pull something.
So he should be okay for next week?
Yeah, we're hopeful. Like all injuries, we'll assess them over the weekend and see where we are Monday.
And Paul Keegan as well, was he touch and go before the game, or were you pretty confident in him starting?
No, we were confident Keegs was going to be okay. You know, we had the scan, which was all clear. He'd done a little bit of running Tuesday, he'd done it more again on Thursday, and then trained properly yesterday, so there was nothing wrong with him there.
And he seems happy with the way he's come through it?
Yeah, he does. And look, I'm happy with all the players. If you give that effort, if you give that work rate in every game, you'll pick up points.